Oh, it is so wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God and to know that heaven's gates are flung wide as we worship and adore the one who flung stars into space. Jesus, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, thank you for being in our presence. And I give you all of the glory and all of the honor and all of the power due your holy name. Your word, Lord, says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I believe, Lord, your people are coming to you now, and they are laying their burdens at the foot of your cross as we remember your death and resurrection 2,000 years ago. What you did for us, the love you showed to us by doing that, by sacrificing yourself. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Before we break bread, I think it's important that we understand what we are doing as we break bread together. Paul says in his letter to the 1 Corinthians, or his first letter to the Corinthian church, and verse 11 from verse 27 in chapter 11, he says, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why we should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. That is so true. So I want us to pray together. Will you repeat with me this prayer? Heavenly Father, I come to your table now with thanksgiving and with worship. I sense your presence in my heart and in my life. Wash me clean, Lord, from the sin that defiles me. Wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' mighty name. Paul says this a little earlier, and I quote, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. Let's take the bread now and eat it together. Lord, that is your body broken for us at that tree in Calvary 2,000 years ago. You are wonderful and you are holy. And we have no words of gratitude for what you have done by reconnecting us to the Father. No words of gratitude, only to say, Lord God, we love you. We love you so much. Oh, Lord. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. Oh, Jesus. Let's take the wine together now. Oh Lord God, your blood shed for me. Your blood shed for me on that cross. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. And as we break bread together, Father, on Worship Radio 247, unite us. Unite our hearts. And let us become one body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's worship now, beloved. This is Lyndall Cooley, and I see the Lord. Oh Lord, I sense you now.
I see the Lord and his train fills the temple. See the Lord, he is high and lifted up. See the Lord, and his strength fills the temple. See the Lord, he is high and lifted up, and angels cry. Flaming like fire. See the Lord, and his hair is white as snow. And angels cry. Angels cry. Holy, holy is the Lord. Angels cry.
angel came and he touched the cord to my lips. Yes, he did. Now my guilt is gone and my sin has been.